This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Black Wall Street Today is brought to you by Black Brand, Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. So here we are this morning at Black Wall Street Today, where we interview the most hardworking and innovative entrepreneurs in the Hampton Roads area. And today is no different. Our guest has studied at both Howard and Stanford universities. She holds a master's degree in psychology and a master's degree in herbalism. She has traveled the world and trained in herbology, art therapy, and spiritual healings in locations like Cape Town, Paris, France, and West Africa. I could only be talking about Sia Alexander, the founder and curator of Pure Lagos. Welcome to the show, Sia.
Thank you so much, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It is an honor to have you here. So, this Sunday morning, can you tell our listening audience exactly what is Pure Lagos and what should they expect when they go to Pure Lagos?
Yes, so Pure Lagos African Art Gallery is a total experience here in Norfolk, Virginia, of what it would be like to return home, to go back to Africa and experience the creativity, the dynamism, the vibe, the culture, the food, the music, and especially the art. So when you come into our gallery spaces, you're literally coming back home. You're coming back to your roots, your heritage, the rich legacy of African creativity. And we offer you that through our artistic experience. You get a taste of African music, African food, African art, African language, just the whole gamut of what you would experience if you actually went to Africa.
That sounds incredible. And I know for a lot of our listeners, returning home is on the bucket list. But if you're not planning on hopping on that plane this week, then maybe Pure Lagos is the move for you. So can you talk about the inspiration behind Pure Lagos and kind of how the whole thing got started?
Yes. Well, I'm born and raised here in Tidewater in Hampton Roads. My family on both sides go way back to slavery, actually, here in this area. And I traveled far and wide for many, many years, all over Africa and Europe and Mexico, throughout the globe. And I picked up a lot of beautiful pieces and experiences, particularly in Africa, in West Africa, and decided after many, many years to bring those influences, to bring some of that beauty back to my hometown. And that is how Pure Lagos was born. All of the wonderful energy through the artistic pieces and the artisanal goods and the artwork that I tapped into in collaboration with my business partner, Joseph Nwagbogu, all of that good stuff, I felt motivated and deeply stirred, compelled to bring it back home to Norfolk. Because there is a connection between coastal Virginia and coastal West Africa that many of us experience on a deep subliminal level but aren't that conscious of. And that is the connection created by the transatlantic trade in human beings. We were forcibly brought from coastal West Africa to coastal Virginia. And what Pure Lagos aims to do is to recolor that narrative, to bring over by choice and with love the beauty of West Africa, of the coast, Nigeria, Ghana, Senegal, Liberia, to coastal Virginia in a way that heals that journey, that recolors and reestablishes that link that we have here in Norfolk and Virginia in general and in the United States to West Africa, to make it a beautiful story, to heal the trauma of that horrific story by sharing beautiful art. And that's the mission of Pure Lagos. That's what inspired me to create it, to build it. And my partner and I are enthused every day to impart to the community the beauty of Africa, the restoring of that that travesty in a positive way through the beauty of our artistic sharings.
Wow. So this is not just about the art. This is not just about importing art from the motherland to have a little piece of it here. This is really about recontextualizing everything we think about when we think about West Africa, and especially the relationship between West Africa and America. That's an incredible mission. And a large mission to undertake. I mean, we are talking about changing hearts and minds. So you saw that there was a need there. You saw that there was a need to reframe this narrative. You saw that there was a need to reclaim our natural creativity and connect that back to the motherland. And while that sounds like a mission of passion, what made you take this mission of passion and put it into business? Talk about how you went from that vision and passion to actually being an entrepreneur.
Right. That's such a great question, Brian. I would say, first and foremost, that bringing that passion into a business was divine intervention.
Mm.
I didn't necessarily have a concrete idea that all this beauty that I had collected during my travels could be made into a profitable business here in my hometown. But by the grace of God, I was led to an incubator business space right here in downtown Norfolk at Selden Market for one night. I was literally asked to pop up at a Welcome to Wakanda event. And because I had so much beautiful stuff, so many goods, handmade, authentic, contemporary African art and goods, I was perfectly poised to take advantage of that opportunity to pop up. I didn't really know what the response would be from the community. I didn't have a clear sense of whether people here in Norfolk want African goods and art and culture to the point where I could sustain a business. But once again, by the grace of God, I jumped in at the opportunity at Selden Market for one night. And from that one night, I got so much positive response and support and sales from the community that I literally never left the market.
Wow.
Yeah, I never left. I continued from one night, stayed for a weekend. The weekend turned into a week. The week turned into several months. The several months turned into a contract as a bona fide incubator tenant at Selden Market, where we stayed for 4 years. And this was totally based on the response of the community. Every day I went in to my first pop-up, then my storefront, then several locations throughout downtown Norfolk. I was met with an enthusiastic, excited, supportive community who wanted to buy and invest in African experiences through art, through music, through culture, through what we're offering at Pure Lagos. And the business has been an amazing one on every level for us as entrepreneurs, for the community here in Norfolk and beyond.
Wow. So you started off being unsure if whether or not there was even a need or a desire from Norfolk for an African art to touch the creativity of the motherland. And Norfolk came out and showed you not only is there a desire, there's a huge desire for that. And I'm sure that the people listening to Hot 91 completely understand that desire, whether it's us looking back in our history and looking at Marcus Garvey and the Black Star movie, or whether we're just lounging around, sipping water, listening to Fela Kuti. Like, there's always been this inside pool letting us know that that's something we want. We want to make that connection back. So once Pure Lagos has identified and recognized that, what's the next step? Now that we know this is what the community wants, how is Pure Lagos going to impact the community and help us experience that?
Right. Well, you know, we aim to put Norfolk on the map as a center of Black art and Black culture, of African diaspora creativity, of Afropolitan energy. We feel that this is already at the root of the Tidewater area. Our ancestors were forcibly brought here from coastal West Africa. So the rhythms of Africa run in our veins. Mm. We are unknowingly often operating, living on an African beat. Our way of life, our way of being here is directly related and connected to our ancestors and our present-day brothers and sisters on the African continent. Mm. So Pure Lagos just wants to merge those identities in a very beautiful way, because it was done tragically before and traumatically in the past through the trade in human beings that brought us here. We want to make it a beautiful story. We want to make African-American identity and West African and continental African identity one people's through art, through music, through sharing the food. We do food so you can taste the motherland here in Norfolk. We offer musical shows with Afrobeat, and we talk about the history of Afrobeat through Fela Kuti and Femi Kuti, and we experience with you how to communicate in African languages. We do classes, we do workshops. We teach you and talk with you about the philosophies of African cultures, traditional ancient ways of knowing and thinking that you can utilize right here in your lives presently today. So our offering is going to expand in putting Norfolk on the map, and we're working hard at collaborating with movie productions in Hollywood, with auction houses in London, Sotheby's. We just did a wonderful collaboration with The Crossover, Kwame Alexander's new Disney Plus production.
Yes.
Where we staged all the art in the production. And so we're coming from Norfolk with our 757 identity, and we're linking in with different wonderful opportunities all over the U.S. and abroad in London and back on the continent in West Africa. So this is like before it was called the triangle trade of transatlantic selling of human beings. We're doing a triangular trade of transatlantic sharing of beautiful art.
Wow. Way to just recontextualize that whole thing. Now, you said a few things here that I want to touch on. Number one, there are definitely folks listening right now who you're speaking directly to their soul. This description of how we just know somewhere deep within our bones that when we're talking about our West African brothers and sisters, we're not talking about a them, we're talking about a us. Right. For those people who feel that and want to experience that through Pure Lagos, where do we go? Right. How do we contact you? How do we meet you? How do we taste the rice? How do we see the art?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so first of all, you can go to purelagos.com, and that's kind of like...
Can you spell that out there for the folks?
P-U-R-E-L-A-G-O-S.com. And you can sort of portal into us through that online website. In person, come to visit us in the Freemason District, an historic district in Norfolk, 251 West Butte Street. We also have a museo gallery artist residence space at 801 Granby in the Neon District. You can also find us at MacArthur Mall, where we're popping up on the second floor. As my partner I mentioned earlier, Joseph Chike Nwagbogu, he's doing wonderful things over there at MacArthur, teaching, educating, showing, being a way shower for the African experience. We also have a beautiful urban farm and historic black lands over by Booker T. Washington High School in the Burrard Park area. We'd love to welcome you all to these spaces. Like I said, portal through our website, and you can access all these wonderful offerings that we have for you.
Wow. So I know that was a lot out there. Remember, you can portal to all of this through purelagos.com. That's www.purelagos.com. Now, you talked about a location near a high school. You talked about a location on Granby Street. You talked about a location on Butte Street. You talked about a location on MacArthur. Tell me about the expansion. It seems like things have been going very well for Pure Lagos.
Yeah, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. We've been expanding beyond the borders of Tidewater because our mission is to put Norfolk on the map and to broaden that map. So we want to move the energy of the 757 up to New York. And we recently did an exhibition in Manhattan in collaboration with Yelp for Business. And we're going to be doing more of those exhibitions to bring this Pure Lagos energy to the New York City context. We've worked with Sotheby's on selling some of our most prominent artists' works, Sotheby's in New York City and also in London. We got back from L.A. recently on a trip to celebrate the crossover, a Disney Plus show about a black family, powerful, beautiful, dynamic, and their twin sons playing basketball, which my older brother wrote. And I'm so proud of him on that.
Wow.
Yeah. And we supplied the art for that. So if you watch that show on Disney Plus, you can see all of Pure Lagos art in the background of the set. So we are also looking to do a Back to Africa trip, a journey where we bring folks from this area back to Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, where we have a sister gallery and boutique hotel, and to show people around and to sort of provide an entry, a soft landing for those who want to go back home but don't really know how to get it going. So we've got so much on offer, expanding beyond Norfolk where we are rooted to sort of grow wings and reach other parts of the world.
So you've talked about a lot of successes. You're talking about London, talking about going to LA to be a part of the Disney Plus premiere because your art is in there, being in New York City, even going back to Africa. And right now at home, there is a young Black creative listening to you talk and thinking, this is everything that I want to do. Can you give some advice to that young Black creative who knows that they want to do something in art and they know they have the passion, but not sure how to take it into business, not sure how to be an entrepreneur? What advice would you give to them?
Right. So based on my experience and my just viewing other success stories, I would say it is essential that you start. If you have a vision and a passion, something that you know you came here with, like what you're born to do, you must put it into practice immediately. There are no more delays. There is nothing that can stop you once you put your passion into motion. And I've experienced that directly. You cannot fail. So the only thing you need to do right now is begin. And I assure you that you will meet your mark and beyond. And the reason why is because it is not of your own power. It's your divine purpose. And with that divine purpose, your only charge is to begin it. Once you begin it, it takes on a life of its own, and it will expand and explode into phenomenal dimensions that you would not even have imagined.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you all heard her out there. If you feel that passion, if you feel that calling, if you feel that divine presence, it is your duty to start today. Just begin. Now, where do you see Pure Lagos in the next 5 years?
Right. You know where I see us in the next 5 years and beyond? I see us as the premier location, the premier gallery for contemporary African art in the United States. Mm. The place where instead of going to auction houses that have traditionally been part of some of the systemic injustices that we have faced since we were forcibly brought here, art buyers will come to us. African art aficionados and collectors will come to Pure Lagos to access the most high-end, innovative, creative, amazing African art on the planet. We are curators of African art, and we are African people. And we work directly with the artists in collaborative, fair trade ways. When we bring this art to your table, you know the story behind it is a blessing for every individual along the path before it got to you. So you're not just buying art, African art, off an auction block where you don't know the history of it. You're buying it from us who have collaborated with the artists, who have worked with the community, who have helped to stabilize and prosper the African continent. Based on our collaborations, based on bringing this art to you, we are acting as way showers so that you have a connection to the artists, to your brothers and sisters back on the continent when you buy these pieces. Yeah, so it's not just a commerce. It's not just a purchase. It's an investment in your legacy, in your history, in the people's of West Africa who are making this art, who are also struggling on their front due to some of the same systemic justices that we've all been facing in the African diaspora for the last several centuries.
And I would love to see Pure Lagos be the absolute center of that. So if you're listening right now and you want to be a part of that, you can head down to 251 Butte Street.
West Butte Street.
251 West Butte Street to check out their art gallery right now. Or if you're closer to MacArthur Mall, remember they have a location on the second floor of MacArthur Mall. And what was that Granby Street location again?
So we have a private museo gallery and artist residence at 801 Granby Street in the Neon District right across from the plot. And we do events there by invitation only. And we also host artists to come and live and work there. So you can find that information through our purelagos.com if you want to tap into that private space.
Now, I have been in that private space, and it is absolutely mind-blowing. A large, beautiful space, raised ceilings, but really it's the creativity that you're surrounded by as soon as you step in. That's really the most impressive part of that space. Do you guys rent out that space for people to use?
We do. You can rent that space for events. We've done weddings. We've done book signings. We've done family reunions. There's also a beautiful rooftop. So you can access that through PeerSpace or, again, through our website. It's a wonderful cultural, just dynamic space where we cook. We do cooking classes. We do lectures. We do DDDs, dinner, dancing, and discussions, where we make African food. And then we have a topic that we cover. And as we eat dinner, we dance, we discuss. It's a very dynamic space, and you'll love it.
Wow. So if you're ready to connect back to your roots, if you're ready to experience dynamic, creative spaces, and most importantly, if you're ready to invest into some art that comes from your culture, then stop what you're doing right now. Get on that phone and go to www.purelagos.com. I said go to www.purelagos.com. Sia, thank you so much for sharing not only your business with us, but for sharing your passion with us. Just hearing you talk about it, it's obvious that this is 100% authentic and 100% genuine from you. And we can see that authenticity in every part of Pure Lego. So thank you again for joining us today on Black Wall Street today.
Thank you, Brian. And I just want to put a quick plug in for Black Brands. You all are absolutely amazing. And I just love you so much. And everybody out there, you better go to blackbrands.biz because that is the place to be if you're an entrepreneur in Norfolk.
Absolutely. So come join us on our journey. Go to blackbrand.biz. Go to purelagos.com. And connect with like-minded and passionate entrepreneurs like yourself. If you're an entrepreneur with big dreams or an aspiring entrepreneur who wants some guidance going forward, then you need to log on to blackbrand.biz, not .com. That is blackbrand.biz. Click the Join tab to become a member, or click the Initiatives tab to learn more about BeForce Accelerator. BeForce Accelerator is an absolutely free 12-week business development program that will put you directly in contact with accountants, lawyers, government contracting specialists, web developers to build you a website, and graphic designers to build you a new logo. Again, all of that is at no cost, and you don't even have to be a member to apply. Just go to blackbrand.biz and click Initiatives to learn more about BeForce Accelerator.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal.
Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street.
Phenomenal.